Thank you, Sue. Our final batch of news is quite a mixed bag. We start with a scam warning and how the police are trying to make drivers more aware of cyclists.
Watchdogs have warned Norfolk people to watch out for a scam, with con artists claiming to be from BT to trick them into giving out bank details. Norfolk Trading Standards issued the warning after a number of reports about the telephone cold calls. In one report, a resident was cold called by a man who stated he was calling from BT as there had been a fault reported on the line. He then went on to say that to enable them to proceed with fixing the fault, he needed to confirm the resident's identity. The cold caller then said to do this, he would need the long number from the resident's bank card. Trading Standards officers said, fortunately, at this point, the resident ended the call and reported the call to us. These calls are not genuine. BT will never cold call and ask for payment details or payment card numbers to confirm your identity. If you receive this or a similar call, our advice is to do not give or confirm any details, press any buttons, or allow remote access to computer equipment and hang up. You can report scam calls claiming to be from BT at www.bt.com/scams. And people who have received telephone cold calls that they believe to be a scam can report them via the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on 03454 040506.
Police ran a cycling safety operation in Norwich city centre to demonstrate the dangers faced by cyclists on the city's roads. Undercover officers on bikes were equipped with cameras to capture evidence of drivers committing offences. Uniformed police on motorbikes then tracked the cars down and escorted the drivers to an educational workshop on road safety. 19 offences were observed in total, with 14 people opting to take part in the workshop, including 2 taxi drivers, a lorry driver, and an off-duty bus driver. Sergeant Mark Barney of the Joint Norfolk and Suffolk Roads and Armed Policing Team said cyclists can often feel vulnerable on the roads with vehicles driving too closely to them or cutting them up. What was disappointing about the 19 offences we detected in Norwich was that 4 of them were committed by professional drivers. These are people that drive for a living and who therefore we would expect much better from. Recently, a driver was given a 1-year ban and fine for nudging a cyclist as they passed on Norwich Road in Wyndham. Dashcam footage shared by Norfolk Police shows the driver swerved towards the cyclist in an apparently deliberate attempt to knock into them.
The entire fleet of 30-year-old Class 156 two-car diesel units have now been transferred to its sister company, East Midlands Railway, for use on services in Nottinghamshire, Derbyshire and Lincolnshire. So that leaves only one 20-year-old Turbostar diesel unit left in the region, and that is expected to be transferred to Wales by the end of the week. Over the last 2 weeks, the fleet of bimodes, which have been causing problems since their introduction, was delayed because of signalling problems at the start of December, has seen its reliability improve. For the next 3 weeks, fewer are needed because the Wherry lines from Norwich to Lowestoft and Great Yarmouth are closed because new signals are being commissioned by Network Rail. The trains that are now being transferred away seem outdated now, but when they were first introduced, they were seen as a massive improvement on the first generation diesel multiple units they replaced. There has been a shortage of diesel trains on the network for some time because the government had been planning for more electrification, but abandoned many schemes several years ago when costs spiralled. This means that many existing diesel trains are being refurbished and put back into service. But Greater Anglia will have no diesel-only trains operating after the end of this week, although its bimodes operate on diesel power for most of their journeys, although they do use electric power on part of some routes.
The windy weather Norfolk and Waveney has experienced in recent days looks set to pick up towards the weekend. Coastal communities may be hit by spray or large waves, and some delays to road, rail and air traffic are expected on Saturday and Sunday. Dan Holly, a meteorologist from Norwich-based WeatherQuest, said the windy weather would continue into next week. Mr. Holly said, quite a windy spell of weather seems likely from Saturday evening and on and off through most of next week. Current guidance suggests gusts of 50 to 60 miles an hour are possible on Sunday. The Met Office yellow wind warning, which extends to the whole UK, also said there was a small chance some roads and bridges could close and that power cuts may occur. There may also be some damage to buildings, such as tiles blown from roofs.
And police are trying to trace the owners of some jewellery that they believe could have been stolen in Norfolk or Suffolk. Officers stopped a car on Coblenz Avenue in Norwich and seized a number of items of jewellery. A man in his 30s from Suffolk was arrested on suspicion of handling stolen goods and has since been released under investigation while inquiries are ongoing. Officers have now released images of the jewellery in a bid to trace the owners. The items include a number of heavily jewelled rings and brooches, many of which are highly distinctive. As well as their monetary worth, these items could have strong sentimental value, and police want to reunite them with their rightful owners.
An abandoned boat is to be removed from the River Wensum after a bid to locate its owner also sank. The Broads Authority, BA, put out an appeal yesterday to find the owner of a day boat called Jenny, which was abandoned along the River Wensum, almost directly under Carrow Bridge. The derelict vessel has sunk and been cordoned off by the Broads Authority. And on January the 17th, the authority issued a notice to the owner to come forward, claim the vessel and remove it from its current predicament. However, with this period now having elapsed, the remains of the vessel are due to be removed. A BA spokesman said, "We have been unsuccessful in our attempts to contact the owner and work with them to get the vessel raised. The notice period has now lapsed and we'll be looking to remove the vessel over the coming weeks when we have the necessary equipment in the area."
So we have now come to the end of this week's edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. You're receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. And Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. Please return your recording to us by putting it back in the wallet, turning over the address label and popping it in the postbox. All postage is paid, so no stamp is needed. All news items were taken from the Norwich Evening News, courtesy of Archant, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the contents of this recording. And we are always pleased to hear from our listeners. You can call us on 01603 765 365 and leave a message on our answer phone. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Now our thanks go to all the team behind the scenes at Chatterbox. Your readers on part one were Trevor Wood and Sophie Yeomans. Our recordist this week was Peter Murch and the editor was Carol McStravick. Chatterbox will be back next week But for now, it is goodbye from
Tim Peters
and from me, Sam Elmhurst.